Look, she says, I know you'd like to spend all night out here criticizing my home life and cutting down my shrubbery, but we simply don't have time. You've got to say goodnight to Bridget in 10 minutes, and I've got to go... What? Pack color-coordinated bento lunchboxes and iron t-shirts? I set my face tight, as if I weren't just slapped. Just pack Sam and Zoe turkey and provolone on whole wheat. Add some sprouts from the window box by the kitchen sink, and throw in a few carrots, but be sure to wash them first. The whole thing will take 3 minutes. I do laundry on Monday, so they're fine for clothes for one more day. Which my children can iron by themselves, I assure you, if the need arises. Her face gives away nothing. Fine. And as for you, try to get the kids to school with their after-school gear and money for lunch, because there's no coming back for anything once you head toward the city for work. And you have to dress nice. She gestures to the only clothes suitable for cleaning I could find in her entire wardrobe. Old gray leggings and a yellow t-shirt. Like, really nice. Like a real person with a job. I didn't think I could narrow my lips angrily more than I already have. But fortunately, Wendy has very pointy lips. And shower, she goes on. And get to my office by 8:30. I'll text you the address. After that, I can send you more instructions and answer the important emails remotely if we trade phones. Oh, and do you have some kind of system so I can figure out where I'm supposed to be all day? I nod and send up a silent prayer that she'll follow through on my obligations just as rigorously as she expects me to do for her. I have a planner in the top drawer of the nightstand on my side of the bed. Everything in my life is in there. Zoe is yellow, Samuel is blue, and Joy is lilac. Hugh is red. What color are you? She asks. Huh? I respond, shaking my head at the question. I don't have my own color. I'm all of the colors, obviously. She snorts. Just follow it to the letter, okay? There's PTA work and kinder music and tutoring and... I'm sure I can handle it, she said, so smugly I find myself wishing her 3 kids with flu and head lice at the same time. Then I remember, those are my kids. Goodness,